We're family, and these guys, don't they bless us with their, there's just joy in the house this morning. And just thank you for sharing your gifts and talents with this body in the music ministry. It's just fantastic. We've done that, so we're going to move straight past that into communion. Pete's been talking about the fact that we are family, that we are committed to one another, and there's some very unique, beautiful thing that Jesus chose. I guess it's many things he could have chosen, but this thing of communion that he chooses to give us. And I start with this slide, which is a truth. Like everything in church, songs, sermons, and especially communion, familiarity can breed contempt, where we just go through the motions. And one of the great challenges in our Christian faith, even in our prayers, we can just come with our shopping lists, can't we? And so it's a struggle, and it's biblical too, because Jesus struggled with this in Mark 6. They just say, well, he's just a carpenter's son, and it records that Jesus couldn't do much in that place because there was familiarity. So we always want to enter and to look at communion with a freshness and to avoid familiarity. And so we're going to look at it from a different angle. My old church, we had a challenge. We went 2 years with not repeating the same scripture for communion. 2 years. And we made it because there's so much. Communion is like a diamond. You just turn it around and there's so many different facets to it. We're going to look at a totally unique, totally different way of looking at it. You're going to say, what on earth does that have to do with communion? All right? Okay, and it's, as you know, Job is the oldest book in the Bible, and this is what it says. How much less man, that maggot, and the son of man, that worm. You go, Nigel, where are you taking us this morning? Okay, and if we go further to Psalms, the Messianic Psalm of 22, we get the same theme. I am a worm and not a man, scorned by... Who's starting to pick up this? Scorned by everyone, despised by the people who see me, all who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. And what do we know that that verse is referring to? Even though it was written 1,000-odd years before it took place, we recognize this whole psalm as a prophetic psalm of Christ. Okay? But what unusual language to use. I am a worm. Well, let's have a look at what this worm might be referring to in Israel. There are two main words for worm in the Hebrew. The word used here in Psalm 22:6 is not the most common Hebrew word for worm, rimah, but the word tolath, which denotes a special type of worm, the scarlet or crimson worm. Okay? And there's some very unusual and special characteristics of this worm. This worm, as it's about to die, uses its last strength and energy crawling up a wooden tree. It goes up a tree with its last energy to have its children. It hangs and attaches itself onto the wood, right? Literally. So that moths and other things can't get it because it's about to have its babies, and its babies are covered by the shell of this worm. It dies giving birth to its babies, and its shell seals the baby worms. The mother's body feeds the baby. It's a bit gory, isn't it? But it's the truth. Okay, but when we go to scripture, you're going to see the incredible connection here. Okay? It produces a crimson dye. Only at this point in its life, it produces a crimson dye that is also a medicine used in Israel many, many years ago to help the heartbeat smoothly. Okay? The crimson also is a dye. Okay? The mother leaves a permanent crimson mark on the tree during this whole process and leaves a permanent mark of crimson on its babies. Are you tracking with me? If you're not, we'll catch up very quickly. And after 3 days, the crimson body turns to white wax. You can check it. It's in Wikipedia. It's all scientifically proven. Okay. And here is a tree where this bug, or this worm has been and left its crimson stain. And the Bible says in John 3:14, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. And this worm goes up the tree. I will give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. You can't snatch this worm off the tree because it's embedded into the tree. And there's a picture of this particular worm. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are scarlet, crimson, they shall be as white as snow. And in this case, in 3 days. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool, Isaiah 1:18 says. And here is a picture of the white substance that's produced 3 days after this mother dies. There's another picture there. The scarlet dye from this worm was used in Israel for curtains in the tabernacle, also for the high priest's robe. That's borne out in Exodus 26:1. Kingly robes will be made in scarlet. They dress Jesus in such. And also they use this for ceremony cleansing of a leper. It says, Christ purchased our freedom and redeemed us from the curse of the law and its condemnation by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs crucified on a tree, Galatians says. Jesus says in John 6:48, I am the bread of life, for my flesh is real food, just like these baby bugs. My flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me. See the picture of this bug, this worm? And I in them, just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so those who feed on me will live because of me. Isn't nature wonderful? And so we've got this picture of this worm mentioned in Scripture with all the patterns of the cross and Scripture contained within it. And so we as family this morning are going to have the people come up to distribute the emblems. We're going to take this remembering that we feed on Christ, spiritually speaking, by faith, right? That he feeds us by his body and cleanses us by his blood. Who's going to distribute the emblems this morning? Oh, with bread first. Tradition. Don't get too familiar. It's being distributed. I'm just going to pray. Lord, nature, creation is an incredible reminder of your attributes, of your wonder, of your beauty. But when we see it in a peacock tail, when we see it in a rainbow in the sky, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've tucked into nature reminders of spiritual truths. Father, we thank you that when Psalm 22 was written so long before you came and sent your son Jesus, that hidden in the story of a worm was so much the spiritual truth of the cross. Thank you for it, Lord. And Lord, we want to take this communion this morning by faith, feeding on you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's eat together.